Good morning, it's 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KQWC, Webster City, and time now for our Thursday edition of the Community Corner. Well, coming up this weekend, you'll see plenty of hunter orange all around the state of Iowa. It's time again for another exciting pheasant hunting season. I'm being joined today with Nate Carr, who is a conservation officer with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources oversees activities for the great outdoors in both Hamilton and Hardin counties. And Nate, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along here today. So it's been a while, but a big weekend starting up this Saturday there, Nate, as these hunters will hit the field for another great hunting season for the pheasants.
Yeah, so we're excited to see October 28th will be opening day for our pheasant season here in Iowa, and that's going to run all the way through January 10th this year. And, of course, with pheasants, you can only harvest roosters, so make sure people are identifying their target properly. Shooting hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. each day, and you can harvest up to 3 pheasants per day and possession limit of 12. But as far as our pheasant season goes and what to expect, we're expecting another pretty good year this year based off our August roadside survey, which went pretty well. For those that aren't familiar with that survey, it's a survey that the DNR has been doing to collect data on our upland game since 1962, so a little over 60 years of data collection there, where they run 218 routes throughout the state of Iowa, and each of those routes are about 30 miles. We're driving gravel roads early in the morning, and hopefully seeing that heavy dew will kind of push out those pheasants so we can kind of get an idea of what to expect for the upcoming harvest. But this year we saw another increase, about 15% increase in our pheasant population across the state. Certain portions were, you know, certainly higher than others, but here in central Iowa, we were about that 15-17% increase. And then I think, northwest and northeast typically had a pretty good increase. And then southwest Iowa actually had a pretty good increase this year as well. So we're certainly not where we were, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and, you know, unfortunately due to multiple factors, habitat loss being one of them, we're not where we were back then, but we have seen a nice steady increase over the past 10 years, which has been great to see. Thankfully, we've had some mild winters and some relatively dry nesting seasons, which have allowed them to, what pheasants are on the landscape, to increase and be fairly successful during that time of year. But
you mentioned north and northeast there, Nate. Which part of Hamilton County is that? Is in the northeast quadrant, according to the survey from the Iowa DNR, or in the central area?
Right. In the, sorry, those were referencing different regions of the mm-hmm. state in general. But okay. Hamilton would fall kind of right in that central. We're kind of right on the line just below north central, but we kind of fall in that central region of the state, mm-hmm. which, you know, overall we saw about a 15% increase, which is pretty good.
All right.
But hunters, you know, we're expecting about 50,000 hunters to be out this opening weekend and hopefully harvesting 300,000 to 400,000 birds throughout the season. But we certainly ask those hunters to make sure you've got your hunting license and habitat fee squared away and update for this year. A couple other things we require, if you're going to hunt on public land, make sure you're checking to see if it requires non-toxic shot. That's something we've seen increased on both state and county lands that are managed for upland birds and waterfowl, is that requirement. So you may need steel shot if you're going to hunt one of those areas. Be sure to double check. And of course, we want hunters to be safe above all. So the Iowa code does require hunters to wear at least one article of external clothing with at least 50% of solid blaze orange. So whether it's a hat, vest, coat, sweatshirt, it needs to be at least 50% orange, and be sure to just always point your muzzle in a safe direction and keep the safety on and identify your target properly.
And I've been saying it's either blaze orange, hunter orange, it's about the same thing all together. Yes. When the people go out into the fields this weekend. And always number one thing there too, Nate, is to make sure you get permission to go on private property when you hit the fields this weekend, because there may be some penalties involved for those who don't adhere to that.
Yeah, that's always something we run into on a yearly basis, and there's always the temptation to cross the fence and hunt one more location. But yeah, of course, just reach out to the landowner and see if you can get permission first, so you don't have to run into trouble down the road.
There you go. So make sure you get permission from the property owner to go on their land if you plan to do any pheasant hunting starting this weekend. Again, I'm talking with Nate Carr, who is a conservation officer who represents Hamilton as well as Hardin counties. And you had some more tips there, Nate, to share about pheasant hunting?
Last thing regarding pheasant hunting is just being mindful of residents and houses, feedlots with cattle. You've got to be at least 200 yards. You know, sometimes we see people walking down the roadway, hunting road ditches. Make sure you're at least 200 yards mm-hmm. from a residence or occupied feedlot, unless you have permission from the landowner to be a little closer. But make sure you're a safe distance from those houses. But otherwise, I'd like to switch gears into our fur harvester.
Yes, that's coming up next week, right?
Yep, so that'll be the following weekend. Be Saturday, November 4th is when our fur harvester season opens up. And when we're talking about fur bears, we're talking about everything from skunks, possums, coyotes, bobcats, otters, beavers, all those different fur bears. And so most of those open up November 4th. And what's new this year is that they are going to run through February 28th. So there's an additional month of opportunity to hunt and trap fur bears here in Iowa. The only one that really extends beyond that is beaver, and that'll run through April 15th. But if you're going to participate in that, of course, make sure you're properly licensed. You're going to want your fur harvester license and habitat fee if you're going to hunt or trap fur bears. As far as trapping goes, one pretty typical requirement that most people are aware of is that you have to have a metal tag attached to your trap labeled with the user's name and address. So make sure you go through your trap. Sometimes those things will fall off. So right now is a good time to go through and make sure you've got all those tags up to date and on your traps. Again, with the 200 yards, you cannot set a snare or conner bearer in the public right away within 200 yards of a private drive unless you have permission from the homeowner to go ahead and set traps there. Snares, again, in the public roadway, when fully extended, can't be able to touch a fence. And other body gripping traps like a conner bearer have to be at least 5 feet from a fence. So just a couple trapping regulations that we want people to be aware of. Extra requirements when it comes to bobcats and otters. So those have clearly increased over the past, 10, 20 years. We've seen them both increase significantly across the state. You're allowed to harvest 3 otters per year, as well as 3 bobcats per season. Otters, you can hunt and trap in any of the counties, but bobcats are a little more specific. So bobcats, you can only harvest up to 3 in the bottom 3 tiers of Iowa, and then there's a few additional counties that allow you to harvest 1 bobcat per county, and then most of our counties on the north end of the state, down in the central area where we're at, is completely closed off to harvesting bobcats. So if you're looking to catch a bobcat or hunt bobcats, just make sure you're in a county that legally allows you to do that. And then if you are fortunate to harvest one of those 2 things, make sure you contact the local conservation officer and get your CITES tag, which is required to get if you do harvest one of those species.
Good points. And you and I talked before we did this interview about the youth hunting season that was last weekend, and I'm sure there was another big success for that as I kind of get the youth involved in hunting.
Yeah, youth season is always a good opportunity for hunters to get out. The weather was a little warm, but
yes,
fortunately this year with the way conditions have been, we're seeing a lot of our crops come out of the field. So a lot of the corn and beans are coming out, which of course pushes the pheasants to some of that more huntable cover.
Yep.
So we're expecting good things. And this Saturday, we're going to see a big drop in temperatures, which I don't think will, which I don't think will hurt things. I think if anything, it'll help us a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're expecting those birds to hopefully be out of the fields and in some cover where we can hunt them.
Nate, do you think the drought we had this year had any influence as for the pheasant populations, do you think?
If anything, in many ways, I think it benefits them in the spring during the nesting season. Wet years can be a little more detrimental, so drier conditions can help them have a little higher success rates. And so hopefully, if anything, it helps them a little bit. It's a little drier than we'd like, of course, for everything else, but I think it'll be okay for the pheasants.
Indeed. So we hope it's a happy and safe season for those pheasant hunters around our area. It starts this coming Saturday. And the hours, again, are from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., and that runs until the 10th of January 2024. That's on a Tuesday. Oh, no, Wednesday, I believe. Wednesday, January 10th of next year, 2024.
That's right.
Pheasant hunting season. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Carr?
I think that's it until next month.
Until next month, we'll talk about the deer hunting season. That's going to be here. When does that start up? In December.
It'll be early December. I don't have the exact date right in front of me, but it'll be right there. Probably that first weekend of December, we'll see first season open up, and that'll get things kick-started. Cool. But right now we've got archery season going. We had early muzzleloader that just finished up. We had great weather for early muzzleloader, so that was a pretty good season, I think.
Awesome.
And these cold temperatures, the November archery hunting should be pretty good, too. So.
Indeed. And, of course, that first day of hunting for the pheasants might be a little wet because we're talking maybe some snow in the morning, maybe some rain and snow in the afternoon, but shouldn't last for too long for the snow, but should be okay for the remainder of the week ahead. So we wish everyone a very safe hunting season for the pheasants coming up this Saturday at 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And more information may be found at iowadnr.gov.
That's right.
All right. Nate Carr, thanks for joining us this morning here at KKWC, and we'll have you again next month for another interview.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR. Coming up tomorrow morning, we'll talk about the Angel Tree program on our Community Corner right here on KQWC.